Your problem is, you think you're in control. You think because you invited me here, to your playroom, that you have some type of advantage over me. And I do want to compliment you. The ambiance is perfect. The cozy glow of the fire, the soft hypnotic music, the selective lighting that makes each piece of furniture seem to float in the darkness. It's all very subtle, very erotic. Right down to you serving me my favorite drink, a perfectly blended mochatini. But it doesn't put you in control. You gave too much away in our chats and PMs. I know about your fetishes. The minor ones, like pretty feet, and the feel of a woman's hips in your hands. The little things that make your cock twitch. And of course, I know the dominant one. How you love fucking a woman from behind while she struggles against your restraints. Bent over and helpless. But that's what the bench is for, isn't it? Rising out of the dark in the center of a room like some perverse piece of art. Its leather top polished to a glossy shine by how many tits and bellies and palms slapping against it as you pounded each conquest from behind. That's where you want me, isn't it? Bent over, legs wide, my ass slightly up in the air, my cunt wet for you, wet for that big, hard cock you've told me so much about. Is that why you think I finally agreed to come here? For your cock? To see it? Touch it? Taste it? Silly man. It's just a cock. I'm not here to wet or worship it. I'm here to make it ache. To make it scream. To leave it helpless. That's my fetish. Control. And you gave yours up? By telling me so much about yourself to entice me here, you traded away all your power, all your mystery. And what did you learn about me in return? That I like mochatinis. Little man, your playroom isn't full of secrets and marvels. It's just a space packed with hungers. And since what you most hunger for now is me, your playroom has become my stage, my gallery. I'm your perverse piece of art. Look at me. I'm flawless. 3-inch Louis Vuitton stilettos. Black thigh-high stockings that end just an inch below the flare of my dress, giving you a peek, a promise of skin. The dress narrowing tight around my hips and ass, tight around my belly and breasts, all held up by the thinnest of straps. A shrug, a tug, a wiggle, and I'd be free. In my makeup? Subtle, except for the wet, red kiss of my lips. Can you imagine the taste of it on your mouth? The stain of it on your straining cock. And your cock is straining, isn't it? You're rock hard for me. Only now, your stiff dick isn't a display of power, of manliness. It's a symbol of capitulation, a loss of control. No. Then come out of the shadows and show me. Show me how soft and limp you are. Prove you're in control. I'll just sit here and wait. Lean back and sip my perfect drink. Cross my legs. Dangle one shoe. Give you a glimpse of the rounded perfection of my heel. Pretty feet for being one of your minor fetishes. Worth a cock twitch or two. But each twitch on top of how hard you are, well, that must be torture. What if I slipped both shoes off, like this, and curled my feet under me? So casual, so comfortable, while you sulk back there in the dark corner of your playroom, polishing your cock against the inside of your pants, wondering if she can take off her shoes with such ease. What else might she take off? And there it is. The reason you're not in control. Your perversions are all fixed. The stage set. The pieces arranged. I'd wager your lovely leather bench is bolted to the floor. Everything is restrained. My sexuality is fluid. A flash of my stockinged feet, a glimpse of my thighs, a toss of my hair, or a quirk of my lips. You're trapped there in the shadows while I can put my glass down, rise from this chair, and stroll around the room. See? Your eyes follow me as I go. In and out of the light, closer to you, then farther away, hot, then cold. I could even approach your bench if I wanted to. Would that get your heart racing? Your cock stiffening even more? To see me get close to the place you hunger for me to be? I am curious about one thing. You told me over and over that you love a woman restrained. But I don't see any cuffs, or ropes, or silk ties. Do you imagine it's the force of your personality that will keep a woman at bay? Or do you fancy that you can pin her in place with your cock? Oh, that cryptic little smile is no answer. Do you need a lesson in how I'm in control? Then watch me stroll over to your bench, close enough to touch, and then... Oh, well, doesn't that just ruin the mood? Someone spilled something here on the floor in front of your perfect bench. I can't imagine you let the housekeeping staff in here, so it must have been you. Let me guess. You were testing the mochatinis. Maybe more than testing? Maybe sampling a little liquid courage before I showed up. But then I rang the bell and startled you. And you slopped some on the floor. Maybe a whole glass. Judging by the puddle? Of course you couldn't keep me waiting, so you couldn't clean it up. Did you think I wouldn't notice? Or did you think you'd have me so under your spell I wouldn't care? Now my stockings are all sticky. Why don't you come over here and lick them clean? I'll even turn around and sit on your... your bench. Wait. This isn't a spilt drink. It's too sticky. I can't step out of it. I lift one foot and the stuff... It sticks and stretches and pulls my foot back down. It's seeped into my stockings and onto my feet, and I'm stuck. My feet are stuck. What is this? Some kind of glue? Are you fucking kidding me? You poured glue on the floor? That's why the room is lit the way it is, to hide the puddle. That's why you don't need cuffs or ropes. I should have never taken my shoes off. Fuck! Fuck, fuck, I can't move. This shit is so sticky. Oh, fuck, it's stiffening up. I can barely pull my foot up. No, I gotta get out. Maybe if I brace my hands against the bench, I can get more leverage and peel loose. Just let me bend over and set my hands here and... No! Oh, and there's glue all over the bench. That's why it looks so shiny and polished. Shit, my hands are stuck. Fuck, I'm bent over just the way you like. You bastard. Stop laughing. Get me out of this stuff and let me go. I can't move my feet at all. What are you doing? Get back. Stay away. Get your hands off my hips. Stop grinding against my ass, you fuck. Leave my dress alone. No, don't flip it. Don't. No, I'm not wearing any panties. They would have just been in the way when I finger-fucked myself in front of you. That was going to be how I ended the night, getting myself off while you watched helplessly. What are you doing? Are you getting undressed? Fuck! I gotta get free. I can't. Get your cock away from me. Oh, you bastard. I can feel you sliding between my thighs. You're so fucking hard. I knew you were. I knew it. So fucking hard for me. It was my teasing you, wasn't it? Torturing you. You loved it, you fuck. You loved having me in control. It makes it all the more satisfying now that I'm... Fuck! Trapped. Shit. That's what this is. You trapped me. I'm trapped. Stuck. Helpless. Me? What? That's not making me wet. I'm in control. I'm always in control. Oh, your hot cock against the lips of my cunt. Fuck. What? No, that's not me moving. I can't move, remember? I'm stuck. I'm stuck. Oh, my feet are stuck. Oh, no. That's you. Your hands on my hips, moving me back and forth. Using my cunt to grease your cock. That's you moving me, controlling me. Controlling me. You controlling me. Yes. Wait. What are you doing? You're holding my hips still. Slipping the tip of your cock inside me. Oh, just the tip. Fuck, that's torture. More. Please, more. Let me push back onto you. Let me move. Struggle? What do you... Oh, try to pull one foot free than the other? Working my legs, making my cunt tug and squeeze around the head of your cock, rolling it up and down. You like that? You like feeling me try to squirm free of your trap? You like hearing me moan and sob with frustration? I'm trapped. I'm stuck. My feet, my pretty little stocking feet are stuck in this glue. Oh, you've tricked me. You trapped me. I try to get free, but I can't. I can't move. Oh, I can feel you getting harder, if that's even possible. I'm helpless. I'm helpless. I'm bent over, legs wide, my ass slightly up in the air, my cunt wet for you. Wet for your big, hard cock. Push it into me. Oh, push it in. God, I can't move. I can't move. I'm stuck and I can't move. I can't move. All I can do is wiggle against you and feel just the tip. Do you feel my pussy clenching around you as I try to free myself? The struggle beneath you makes you want to slide inside, doesn't it? Come on. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Deeper. Harder. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, I can't stop you. I'm helpless. I'm so helpless. So fuck me. Oh, yeah. Oh, pound me from behind. Jerk on my hips. I'm stuck. I'm stuck, 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 stuck. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Yes, yes. I'm not in control. I'm not in control. I'm not in control. Not in control. I'm going to come. To come. Come with me. Come with me, please. Please fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. Oh. Can you see it? Oh, God. Oh. So, your playroom did have some hidden secrets. I trust you have a way to get me out of my predicament? Something to soften this glue? Oh, no. No need to get it right now. We have all nine. It would be a shame not to make full use of such an ingenious trap. We'll start again whenever you're in control of yourself. I've decided to stick around.